and these amalekim show spared. But there are so many amalekim or shoyim who are so bitter, who said Thomas Napshim Christi, who refused to Eben Kavazayim Zmiya, like the Palestinian suicide squads. So then these amalekim were not spared. And that the question arises, how did Chol kill the town? The Gemara says, the Chol did gift kalachem. In the daily mechot to ketani maharot, so kamo nifosh zohas kamo lecham. In the daily mechot to ketani maharot, so why did he? So he doesn't kalachem. But he didn't follow up his own kalachem. So Chol made two mistakes. First of all, he shouldn't have the eski kashi against the king. Kalachina against the king, so he cannot ask Kalachina against the king. He can ask Kalachina on one posseed, another posseed. But Kalachina against the king, so he is a child to say. So Avraham Avinu did not say Kalachina, but the king told him, Kaches Bunches, Chit for Sis for Kacho Hafto, Lechla Arz and Lekucho, Yazaril Alil, Bishom Leil Alachad Aorim, Asherim Alech. So immediately was in his voice, and there is a primer in that Medrash. The Medrash says that when the Avraham Avinu, when the Ben Shom, told Avraham Avinu to bring Yitzhak and the Akedah, so he didn't ask any questions. Then, in the Malach setting, Tishlach Yotron, Al-Taslim, Ki'ati Yedati, Ki'imata, Ur-Chzachdes, Bimuchos, Chitko, Meni, so then he has to cash. Yes, Mu'amah, Tolibayi, Ki'bi Yitzchul, Kol Chazov, Ya'abayi, Matayim Ali, Kach Edu, Rizvitres, Esritzo, Kacharaf, Lecho, Malar Zameyo, Lar Leil, Shom Leil, Lachad, Oran, Shom Lecho, ויחשב התאים עלי, התאים עלי, והתאים עלי, תשלח לי אותו על נהל תסלם בו. כי את יודעת כי אלי כמעט טוב לא חסכת את זה. So the Darshan remembered that the Balamus said the Kashi, why didn't he ask the Kashi before then it was more relevant. Now you already had the carrot. You were free for the Kashi. So he asked the Kashi after he got the carrot. So the Ashonim say, because I'm repeating it the way I heard it from my father in Yiddish. Thus is the most Avraham Avinu in the most from the Egel and Kapote. In plain English it means it's measuring Kapote Avinu with the measure of one's own Kapote, one's own jacket. In other words, they are applying them from a morphic approach. They are imagining that they had been in the place of Avraham Avinu. And that the Ben Yisroel had told them, Kachet Bichos HaShav. So they would ask him to kill Kachet. But Avraham Avinu was on a higher level than they. So the answer is, I'm saying, when the conflict between Chassidim and Sanhedrin arose, so then there was a very big conflict. Today there is no bitter conflict. What's the conflict between Chilean Islam today and the Chinese day? So, today there is certainly no conflict anyway. The Chassidim won, the other Chassidim are again, even the Misnagdim are Chassidim. The Chassidim of the Misnagdim, what difference does it make? Whether you are a Chassid of the Babisha Rebbe, the Gea Rebbe, or a Chassid of the Nebraka Rebbe, or later the Rebbe, what difference does it make? They're all Hasidim. The only Misnagdim that are left today are Hasidim. Not the Chicago Police Girls, not only the Chicago Police Girls are Misnagdim, the Yerushalayim Police Girls are also Misnagdim. So now Reb Chaim said, the only difference between Misnagdim is the Chassidim say Hegel before Baal Shana, and Misnagdim say Hegel after Baal Shana, big deal. The Rambam also has the Musach of Chassidim, of Baal Shomar after Hegel. What the difference? But the main conflict was about the involvement of his not being learned. Not that the Hasidim are opposed to that. We also believe in learning. But the Mishnagdin had the habit of asking questions. Mishnagdin has in the palace, Zayin Aranizus, Zayin Aranizus, Zayin Akulosh, Zayin Akulosh, Yishova Kolecho Shemli, Pochis, Chochi, Yachlet, Yachlet. So then the Mishnagdin of Tashi, he always say Yachletu, and who are the faces, yes, how are the high on the view of the high salvation, the high on the salvation, from the Ramnachim Kodom, the Chtev is a terrace, because he has Musok and Shane, Shane, and then a Machlik. Then a Machlik on the Chameir, is Yachleiku, Shershon of Chasapor, is Mishudo, is Yachleiku, Machlekes, Shumakas and Chachom. So he says, the Chassidim complained to them, and he has kashas against the Torah. How are you allowed to ask kashas against the Torah? Why, the Gemara says, in one case, like this, in one case, that's the way it is. Why do you ask kashas against the Torah? So he says, so it's a joke. Why is it a joke? Yeah, why? Can we ask the kashas against Torah Dume, the Tayat Meir, and the Tamite? That's the Zeros HaKosim. Chuko Shechokak Deruchim. So Chaim said there's a difference. Because the Torah is nitenesh. In Tela v'yesh lein. So that's how Avraham Avinu didn't ask the kashya at the very outset. Esmu amartoloch, amartoli, kibrisoi toch lazora v'ato, v'ato eimali, v'kachat bimcha sechitcho, v'sifra kashar avto, v'lech lech 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 because then it would be kashe against the Torah. But when Malach said to him, Avram, Avram, artisha chetranar, artas lemur, kadu yudati kirantimato, v'chsachtas bimkhas chitkom meni, so that was the kosva shlish. One of the mish atirant ashes then, shnei ksuvim matrishim zeze, ashiyori akosha shlishi d'achirik. So one posik was Yisod Korozom. The other posik was Kachno Bimchot Sechitcho Asher Avto Esitzro Kacher Avto Lechol Artanuyo Baal Vahalei Umreil Alachad Orim Asherim Alecho. So it's not Ksuvim, so it's not even Dorish. But when he said Atishlach Yotranah, that was because Vashlishi Machilab. But otherwise, before the Malach said to Avraham Avraham, so he had no right to ask kashas against the Benish. Just as one has no right to ask kashas against God, the Tayat Meir, the Tamei Teirim, or Tamei Teirim. Alright, so that's the answer. As to why Shaul, when he killed a god, so he said, Kashishikuno Shechavecho, King Tishka, Menoshim Menach, because a god was certainly ready to become Zaydenis Menach, why not? Hitler Yimach Shmei would not have really committed suicide, but suppose the allies would have said to him, if you accept not to make war against any nation, so we'll let you stay and we won't put you in prison. Would have agreed. Would have agreed. And all the Nazi leaders would have agreed. But the case is not the case. And how about the Ktani? We didn't hold the Ktani, my hold. So Shaul made two mistakes. One mistake is, why does he ask kashas against the Benishon? Benishon knows better. Let's say, if somebody, I once read, there is a book written by Yom Shubit, I forgot his name, in the Art of Israel. He was very close to Rav Lezer Shach. I mean, he has been close to Rav Lezer Shach, he's about Shubit. So he wrote a play about the historical fact, Hitler, when he was a baby of three, was very sick. And all the doctors gave him, I don't know, his asthma, very extreme case of asthma. So they gave him up. There was one Jewish doctor in Vienna who stayed with him for several weeks. The mother begged him. She cried. The teacher's mother begged him. She cried. So he stayed with the baby until he recovered. So imagine, I forgot his name. You know what I mean? His name?
Zohar.
Zohar. Zohar.
Uri Zohar.
What? Uri Zohar. Yeah. The people today is under the influence of the Reza Shah. Everything he does, he asks the Reza Shah. The Reza Shah, he must come on the books, imagine. The Reza Shah, he must come and play. Imagine that. So he says, really the question, suppose he wouldn't have saved me. So many millions of people have been saved. So he's the carpet, as the Morris says. When Shaw killed the Iranian in the Soviets of Moscow, and says, oh, he's a carpet. All right, that is the carpet. All right, this is the carpet. Now they make the ship. Because Shaw thought, there is really one mistake. One mistake was that he has the cash for me. When the nobody tells him. Oh, and then.
He spared
Agag and all the Amalekim he killed. So he's still a nail down. It's a good cash. Good cash, all right. The Hashem told him. We have to understand. Why the Hashem told him? Now there is a Gemara, the Chilek, Omar Rabbi Akiva. Ktane Rishi Yisrael, Yeshlam Chilek. So Ktane Rishi Yisrael means the children of the Rishi Yisrael. Rishi Yisrael, the moon, the Hachis, the Mishimon. Who are in the Chilek Akbar. But the children were creating the human snowball until they go up and become 10 years old and they have their own doubts to choose their own Derech HaChayim are in the category of Yenki Shodayim Shalchot Yesh Lam Chelek but Ketane Yadishi Yomisekishi Abba Ein Lam Chelek Abba in other words Ksir Meselam Yesh Lam Chelek Abba but Yadishi Abba the Rishi and the Seiram. So, you see, the Nazis, all the same Yisrael, the Homo and Amin, all the same Yisrael. So the children who are leading in the Seiram retain the status of their father. The father is a Nazi, the child is also a Nazi. So that's why that was the Teretz. Dilm Chotu Talmachot. The coming retain the moral and spiritual status of the elements of nature won't be served.
What about Edipan
and Mila? When you need
Edipan
and every punishment is Edipan and Mila. Every punishment is Midakim and Mila.
When you have Edipan and Mila, that shows that's a direct Kazakh Makarish Baruch.
No. A passive Hasachadas, so to speak.
So how did it come out to be Mida Kenega Mida? It's just Hasachadas.
Maybe someone knows what will be Mida Kenega
Mida. And he did decree it then?
What? No, it's he did indirectly.
So it's not really
Mida Kenega
Mida, it's pure coincidence.
No, not coincidence. Coincidence means an accident.
So if Midik Nega Midik, then Akash Baruch Hu was goes that this should happen.
No, he doesn't decree. He just allows the elements of nature to run the stir.
And how the elements end up being midik negamida.
Because the elements of nature, their danger will be on God to prevent them from owning the shirt. So that won't be shirt anyway.
So how did it end up being a midik negamida then?
In regard to every human being, especially in regard to the soil, the chotir v'deir, in the malim l'chalisim.
So how did it end up being a midik negamida if you just let it run on its own course?
The Ben Yisrael takes notice that the Yudah Kenegah Yudah is not executed, and the elements of nature are not allowed to run this earth. Yudah Kenegah Yudah. In other words, the Ben Yisrael, it's not the Ben Yisrael introduced the onshin in the system of the world. It's a part and parcel of the system of the world.
Even introduced Mina Kibida Kenegamidon?
In the world, in the system of the world.
So, this, the fact that the Mitzvahs are drowned in water?
Yeah.
That's that punishment.
Also was also introduced in the system of the world. In the system of the Nile. The Mitzvah. I put it from you and produce the stuff.